This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Last week, researchers announced that a new type of invasive kelp has moved into the waters of San Francisco Bay. But if Dan Glusenkamp and his colleagues are successful, it may be the last time an unwelcome foreign weed establishes a toehold in the Greater Bay Area's ecosystems. Glusenkamp, who is Director of Habitat Protection and Restoration for Audubon Canyon Ranch, has been working over the past 2 years to help create the Bay Area Early Detection Network, BADEN for short, to intercept new botanic invaders and attack them when they first show up.
It's long been recognized that early detection and rapid response is one of the most important things that we can do. It's a principle that we apply to human health to try and detect things early and fix them while it's still easy to fix, while you can still cure the outbreak quickly, before they grow to a scale that it's uncontrollable and before they harm the patient. And we're beginning to apply it to natural areas.
This new partnership will cover all 9 Bay Area counties, involving dozens of agencies and professional land managers and many more volunteers. A central component is a web-based reporting site where anyone can map places where unwanted invaders have been found. And Glusenkamp says they'll know what to be watching out for.
There's good science, good technology for predicting what is going to be a problem in the future. There's mathematical models that are very effective at figuring out what is going to invade and what is going to be a problem in the future. But we're not really using those. Those are still kind of academic. So we're going to take those models, crunch the numbers, and identify which species are likely to be problematic in the future. That'll give us a list of detection targets.
Then, as the reported sightings begin to come in, the BADEN team members will use that information to track and prioritize their targets.
So we'll have our priorities. We'll have a bunch of detectors. We'll upload all this information to the website. And then periodically, we'll take off-the-shelf prioritization tools to figure out which of the detections is the most urgent to be treated, and then which is the least urgent, so that we get to the most important infestation first and go as far as we can until we run out of money.
This is not really a new approach. California did something similar quite effectively half a century ago, but it is applying new tools to that precedent. And assuming it works as intended, Glusenkamp sees opportunities for the Bay Area Early Detection Network to expand, both to cover the entire state with similar sorts of partnerships and also to take a broader view of the invaders they want to fend off.
Right now, we're focusing on invasive plants because that's where the field has the most expertise. But there is the potential to expand it in the future to cover other organisms. Invasive diseases are very problematic. Sedanoke death, West Nile virus. There's a number of other invaders out there that aren't plants that cause a lot of trouble, and we would be best off detecting them early before they wipe out our forests.
Trying this new collaborative and web-based methodology in the Bay Area first makes good sense, Glusenkamp says, because this region is, for better or worse, especially inviting to newcomers.
We have a lot of invaders in the Bay Area for the same reason that we have a lot of people. It's just the best place to live. It's got an equitable climate. There's a lot of varieties of habitats, so a lot of different kinds of organisms can kind of find their space and thrive.
The announcement of the BADEN rollout today was timed to coincide with California Invasive Weeds Awareness Week. But you probably already guessed that. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.